Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. It's on the topic of leadership. How to be their favorite boss. Now, who doesn't want to be the boss remembered for making a lasting impact? Of course, being their favorite or best boss may not be the entire business goal, certainly, but when you implement these steps, you'll not only be favored, but the leader building a fabulously productive team. And it all starts with listening to them. Task-mastering leaders struggle to listen the most, unless, of course, the input made is about the task at hand, and if not, these leaders appear to go suddenly deaf. Listen actively to what employees say. Hear what they may not say, or what makes its way to your earshot from others. Leaders who listen appear to care more about those they lead. Secondly, get to know who they are. Akin to the old concept of management by walking around, getting to know them means you may have to converse about more than just work. Get up from the desk, set the list aside, and be the leader of conversations. And those that help you to understand who you lead and what's important to them. This will be valuable data for motivating their performance and cultivating loyalty and employee engagement. Third, show them you care. You and those you lead spend more time at work than home, and work can start to seem like a family. Much like a parent who's kind but firm and shows they care in everything they do, as a leader, you can demonstrate many of these same attributes. Give them the guidance they need because you now know who they are and you've listened, and have the courage to lead them to reach their potential. When done from a place in which you truly care, this will be clear, and showing it will be oh so easy to share. Fourth, make the time. Being too busy to talk is a common leadership challenge, but one that will backfire. In fact, my favorite boss, the one from whom I still learn but haven't reported to in more than 15 years, was a man who always made the time to talk with me. He'd clear his desk, focus his attention, and completely hear me out. Mind you, he rarely answered a single question. But instead led me to find my own solutions. His lesson to me was clear. Always make time for those you lead. And frankly, those who are going to succeed will recognize the time you always take and then think twice before coming to you with some frivolous request. Funny how that works out. Finally, to be their favorite boss, set compelling goals. With this data in mind, you'll know what's compelling for each individual team member on that team you lead. You'll be able to stretch their skills without surpassing their competence or damaging their confidence. Set goals that cause them to grow and reach, and build in milestones of celebration for every amount of progress they achieve. These steps will help you make that difference and leave that legacy with those you lead. You may even become their favorite boss in the process. But if you're not quite ready to take these exact steps, at a minimum, ensure you're not the boss they talk badly about in the break room. In fact, attached to the blog post, there's an article entitled, "Yes, Your Boss is Crazy. Here's how to deal." I've attached it to make sure you have a chance to read what's listed and make sure that's not how they see you. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great and fantastic week. Of course, an even better Monday. And of course, stay contagious.